Okay, here we go. We're ready to get after it. We're going to hoop it up, as there is no shortage of storylines in this year's NBA. It was, without a doubt, a very eventful offseason. Several teams with some substantial pickups. And as a result, it has already been a very and a highly entertaining month of November. We're going to break down some of the action. Perhaps we'll have time to preview some of the intriguing matchups that are on the horizon. And the gentleman we're also going to be visiting with, he's going to tell us about a book that's been released. It was released actually last spring. It's a fascinating read, titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. And in my mind, he is the best guy to talk to when you're looking for the best seat in the house. Always a pleasure to welcome in author Motez Bashara. Hello, Motez.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa.
It is great to have you on. And like I said, it's already been a very exciting month of November when you start talking about the NBA. A lot of intrigue. Obviously, with our new hub, us being down here in Houston, we're going to focus on and talk a little bit about as far as the Western Conference. But right now, I want to shift and narrow our focus on the Eastern Conference, because the Indiana Pacers, they are off to a fast start. They're really positioning themselves very nicely, and they've got that unblemished record. Are you surprised with the results that they're already turning in?
I'm a little bit surprised. I thought, you know, they might be on a little bit of a honeymoon swing after their great finish to last season. You know, they were only really a game away from the finals.
Yeah.
And they're definitely a chemistry team. You know, they're very well coached. They play very well defensively, and they don't have, you know, the one big name superstar like a Derrick Rose or, you know, or Carmelo or Kobe. They've got a lot of guys who are flowing well together.
Well, they do have the triple threat now. Of course, George Hill, he has been slowed with his hip injury. But when you've got a Paul George and you've got the big boy in the paint in Roy Hibbert, I mean, that is the ultimate triple threat. And you just love how they've not eased into the season, but they've come out and on a very fast start.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think one intriguing plot line with the Pacers is how they're going to integrate Danny Granger back into the lineup.
Good point.
Because
mm-hmm.
He should be coming back in a few weeks. And only 2 years ago, you know, he was the best player on their team. He's also getting paid $14 million this year. And he plays pretty much the same position that Paul George plays, who's now putting up superstar numbers. So will Granger come off the bench? Will they look to move him? I mean, this could like disrupt the chemistry if they're not careful.
Well, that is remarkable to think about, you know, that Danny Granger, he's been out, you know, with that strained left calf. But, I mean, you don't even have your full deck, and you're still playing at such a high level. I guess, you know, what I think about is it was a year ago. They had that 4-7 start, and so they have a very long memory, and they don't want to, you know, it's difficult when you dig yourself out of a hole, you know, and you get off to those slow starts.
Yeah, absolutely. They look very focused, though. I think they also, it's to their benefit that they play in a Midwestern small market town like Indianapolis, unlike, you know, Miami or LA or some of these other, you know, glitzy
uh-huh.
towns where you can lose focus. But they seem to have a great lineup. I think they're pretty much a shoo-in for the conference finals. Now, whether they can take it further than that is, you know, that's kind of a mixed bag.
Lance Stephenson, I mean, he's coming off a very strong game. Gosh, what did he have like for a stat line? He had his first career triple-double. I mean, 13 points, 12 assists, and 11 boards.
Very impressive from the young kid, you know. He's also not getting paid very much right now, and I think this could be a year where if he really blossoms, he could ask for, you know, big money down the road. So that's always an incentive with these young players.
Okay, Motez Bashara is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Yes, I promise, here momentarily, we're going to talk about and break down his new book, which is titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Motez has been on our show in the past, and that's why we have invited him back. But we wanted to just kind of navigate around and talk about some of the storylines that are going on in the NBA. And I wanted to get your impressions as well, since we're talking about the Eastern Conference right now. What about the defending champs? What about the Miami Heat? Because speaking of slow starts, they did get off to a slow start, and now they're picking up LeBron had 33 points on Tuesday night.
They don't look as bad as their record seems, I think. They lost by a magical shot against Boston, which, you know, I think if they had to take that shot 100 times, they would only make it that one time.
Hey, big boy Jeff Green stepping up, hitting that fadeaway three. I love that.
Yeah, I think that might be the highlight of Boston's season, or at least the first half of their season. You know, Miami, they know how to pace themselves. They've got the big three who have a lot of mileage on them. Dwayne Wade, I think he actually looks pretty good, all things considered.
True. Mm-hmm.
And I love the acquisition of Michael Beasley. For only $1 million, I mean, this kid, he's kind of, his head hasn't been in the right place, but it's very often that championship teams or dynasty teams can pick up guys who, who are kind of outcasts on other teams and turn them into really solid role players. I mean, we've seen this over the years with, like, the Chicago dynasties with guys like Brian Williams and some of the three-point shooters. And then you got guys like, guys for the Celtics and Lakers even who came on as role players and really helped out. So I think this could, Beasley could really help out the big three.
Motez Bashara is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Here we were just talking about the Eastern Conference. Let's bounce around a little bit. Obviously, our hub is right here in Houston. What stands out in your mind? There are so many teams within this conference, whether it's OKC, the Clippers, the Spurs, Golden State. I haven't even mentioned the Rockets. And I think Dallas is proving a lot of their critics wrong. I mean, they're undefeated at home right now.
Dallas do look pretty good. They talk about a lot of mileage. I mean, three of their starters are over 35, 33 years old. I mean, Vince Carter is, I think, 37, remarkably. I think Dirk still is playing at an extremely high level. It's up to the other guys around him to step up. And I like the acquisition of Devin Harris. He could be a big factor for them if he comes out nearly as healthy as he used to be and nearly as explosive. They could have a really good threesome there at point guard. Calderon is a great veteran pickup.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you've got the big shooter in Monta Ellis. I think they could do okay, but it's hard to believe they would be anything more than, like, a first-round knockout playoff team. The Mavs, I think their owner is, he's still married to Dirk and letting a lot of the veterans stick around. And, you'd have to question if this was another team whether they would just rebuild altogether.
Well, you really have to tip your hat, though, to head coach Rick Carlisle and his staff. They've done an amazing job. When you bring in 9 new players, you got to get everybody on board and moving forward and buying into your system. I mean, he's got them ahead of schedule, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Well, winning a championship commands respect. So I think Carlisle has a lot of, he's got a lot of points with a lot of the players. And I think the coaching staff is definitely solid. It's just a matter of how many miles they can get off these guys. And, for me, I actually much prefer the Houston Rockets. I think they're a really, really fun team to watch. I love Jeremy Lin. I mean, I watched the game the other day, mm-hmm. and boy, he's looking really good. He had a little bit of a rough year last year. It was his first year of being a full-time starter and having a full year in the NBA. And all of a sudden now, I think he's got some confidence back, and he's looking a little bit like a combo of, a classic Ginobili and maybe some Steve Nash thrown in there. And he's shooting at a remarkable 55%. So, if he sticks to playing like this, they'll be really tough to beat.
Motez, how do you see the chemistry coming together now, blending in with Dwight Howard? And I mean, they did suffer some tough home losses. They prevailed in that double overtime win over the Raptors. But are you seeing them now trending in the right way?
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be teething problems for sure. And the thing about Dwight is he kind of knows his role. He's not one of these big men that thinks he's a guard. He knows he's going to go in there. He's going to block shots. He's going to rebound. And he pretty much, cherry picks under the basket. So that's a perfect guy for guys like Parsons, who loves to hang around in the perimeter. And obviously Lin. And, you've got the bearded one there who loves to shoot from outside also. And, I mean, I think it's a great combination for them. And I think they could go pretty far in the playoffs.
Okay, Motez Bashara is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the biggest NBA fan. Of course, the title of his new book is Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. So let's take time to zero in on your book, because you really do, Motez, you provide all the X's and O's on how to get the best seat in the house. And it's not always easy. I mean, fans are, it seems like consistently, sometimes that they're overpaying for this type of entertainment. You really do provide a message of hope, I think, for so many of the fans out there.
Thanks. I like hearing that, Elissa. That's really why I set off on this journey and why I want to share all my stories with NBA fans out there, because I know for a fact that it doesn't take a fortune to go to games. You just kind of have to know the system. The first nugget you have to put in your head as a fan is very often the price printed on the ticket has absolutely no correlation to what that ticket is worth on game day. So if I'm ticketless, I'm not going to be worried that, you know, the face value of the ticket says $200 or $250 or $300 on game day and I can't afford it. All I'm thinking about is what I'm willing to pay and what that game means to me and how much I'm willing to shell out. And then it's just a matter of how I can find someone else on the other side of the transaction to match my price. So what I would suggest to people is starting, very basically, just starting on, let's say, Facebook or a social network and just putting up a post and saying, hey, you know, I'm thinking of going to the Rockets game tonight. Does anyone have a spare ticket? I'm only able to spend, you know, such and such. And you more often than not, you'd be very surprised. Somebody will say, hey, yeah, my buddy here at work, he's on the desk. He can't make it. He's got to work late or, you know, his wife is not feeling well or something. You know, he's willing to part with them for just, you know, whatever he can get. So why don't you call him? That happens more often than not. Also, if you just do a simple search on Craigslist and you put, let's say, you know, Dallas Mavs below face value, you will get a slew of, I just did that 5 minutes ago.
Really?
Before
okay.
we spoke. And you'll get a slew of listings. You know, I just saw one for, you know, Mavs Sixers under face value. Rockets Celtics, November 19th, $85 ticket, face value $124. That's a 31% discount right there. Before the season started for opening day in San Antonio, I found a ticket, you know, fifth row center, $254 season ticket price. I found it for $160. All this, and I don't even live in Texas. So,
that's because you're over in London. You're drinking tea.
There you go. Exactly. I'm sipping tea very elegantly, looking for.
Hey, Brits love to do that. Hey, Motez Bashar is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the big eSports show. We're talking about his new book, Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. He's breaking it all down, giving you guys the formula on how to get the best ticket. Now, okay, now I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate. You actually mentioned in your book that you could be watching LeBron James and the Heat play for as little as $15. I mean, really, could you do that, Motez?
Yeah, I mean, according to fans in Indiana,
okay.
where 2 seasons ago people just completely shut down and stopped going to games in Indianapolis, yeah, absolutely. That was, you know, people were tweeting that out saying, you know, they can't even sell out their home games in the playoffs against the Miami Heat. Now, I think last year the fans rallied a little bit more around them, but for whatever reason, there's a culture in Indiana where college basketball is way, way more popular than the NBA. So, you know, I wouldn't say that's the same case to go to, let's say, an Indiana Hoosiers game or maybe a Purdue home game or something. But for whatever reason, you know, NBA takes a back seat and you can get deals. There are a lot of other cities like that. There are some obvious ones, like Toronto, for instance, where, you know, basketball takes a back seat to hockey. In Atlanta, nobody goes to Hawks games. I can't understand why. They're actually pretty competitive year after year.
True.
But I went to a game down there and, you know, if there were 4,000 people there, that's a pretty... Yeah, that's a pretty accurate number, but that place seats, you know, 15, 16,000.
Motez Bashar, just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As a courtesy, we want to extend to all of the listeners out there where they can go and get a copy of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Tell them, Motez.
Sure, just do a Google search. You'll see it on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and a bunch of other places. Amazon is probably the best place to get it.
So I understand you grew up a big-time NBA fan, but you're from New York, but you went to college in Boston. Did you go to Boston University? Where'd you go?
Yeah, I'm a Terrier. You got it.
Really?
I went to BU.
My oldest brother did, too.
Sorry, I didn't get that, Alyssa.
No, I was saying that you spent time in Boston, and so you obviously had an opportunity to come up with some creative ways to get the best deal to perhaps watch Larry Bird at the prime of his
career.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. See, these were the pre-internet days where you had to really get creative. Nowadays, you know, I don't have to leave my desk and I can find deals or just pick up the phone. Back in those days, there was no one to call, you know, unless you wanted to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on, you know, calling those arcane ticket agents who are a massive ripoff. I really suggest that people do not go through them. So what I would do is basically hit the streets, wait until about a half an hour before game time, scope out some of the extremely shifty scalpers out there. And, you know, little by little, game by game, I started to learn the system. I started to learn how you can trust guys and who you can't trust. And, you know, I started to develop some street smarts and intuition. And I came out with a system which I detail pretty heavily in the book. There's a whole chapter on a scalper interview who details scalper etiquette, how to deal with guys. Also, a lot of people, obviously, for good reason, are very concerned about fake tickets and getting ripped off from scalpers, and I give some pretty detailed pointers on how to avoid that.
The title of Motez Bashara's book is Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Congratulations on the success of it, and Motez, I promise we'll hoop it up again and talk to you real soon. Thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. I really enjoy it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Stay close.